Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, The Occult Elvis, a conversation with author Miguel Connor. Think you know everything about Elvis Presley? Well, think again. In his new book, The Occult Elvis, The Mystical and Magical Life of the King, Miguel Connor peels back the layers of rock and roll's biggest legend to reveal a deeply spiritual figure, an esoteric explorer who was light years beyond his public persona. Drawing on firsthand accounts from Priscilla Presley, close friends, spiritual advisors, and the Memphis Mafia, Connor paints a vivid picture of Elvis, not as a simple Southern Christian, but as a shaman, healer, and even a practicing occultist. Was Elvis guided by forces far beyond this world? And is his spirit still trying to connect with ours? The king may have left the building, but the magic never did. Today on The Grave Talks, we explore another side of Elvis with Miguel Connor, author of The Occult Elvis, The Mystical and Magical Life of the King. Now, Miguel, you wrote the book, The Occult Elvis, The Mystical and Magical Life of the King. So I have to ask, the first question is, how did and why did you decide to write this book about Elvis? There's been so many books written about Elvis over the years, obviously.
Well, as John Lennon said, life happens when you're busy making other plans. I was busy making other plans. I was never an Elvis fan. As I say in the book, quoting from Pulp Fiction, there's a famous scene where Mia Wallace says, you're either an Elvis person or a Beatles person. You can like each other. but the two cannot coexist or become one, and who you are says a lot about you. So I always thought of myself as a Beatles person. Mm-hmm. And again, things change. Around summer of 2022, I had some incredible synchronicities, visions. I did some ayahuasca rituals that really opened my channels of communication. And all of a sudden, this voice came out of nowhere, this urge from this being called Elvis, a muse, I don't know what to call it, but it was dominant. And I could not get Elvis out of my head, even though I barely knew anything about him. I think I'd read one bio my entire life, maybe watched Baz Luhrmann's movie. And this, it was urging me to say that there's a part of his life that was missing, that the world needed to see. And I resisted. I resisted, even though the obsession just kept getting worse and worse. And at one point, as we should usually do with the spirits, because you either tell fate, God, the spirits, your soul, that you'll do their mission, or they will bring a lot of pain. And I was starting to have a lot of pain. So I surrendered and I sat down on my laptop on a cold February night, February 1st, I remember, 2023. And with that one biography I'd read, watched the Baz Luhrmann movie, I sat down and wrote this book, and it just flowed out of me. I like to say I became quantum entangled with Elvis, because the book took about 3 months to write. And then all these great editors and writers kind of came out of nowhere and helped me flesh it out. And then I submitted it to a publisher, and they immediately took it, even though they were Beatles persons. But I sold them. I convinced them. They became Elvis people. And so then, a little less than 2 years, here we are having this conversation.
Okay, that whole backstory fascinates me. Because it would make more sense if you were like, I was a lifelong Elvis fan, and, you know, I always found this side of his life interesting. That's kind of where you expect that question to have gone. But no, you just became, like, it was almost like, I think we've all had those experiences where something kind of spoke to us, that we needed to pursue something, we needed to, you know, go right instead of left. But in your case, it was this entire book, which is fascinating.
I think some have said I was the perfect person, because people say, Elvis fans say, I'm glad you weren't a fan, because you don't bring any biases, any baggage. Elvis fans still argue. They have their theories on his death and what his best incarnation was. You know, Rockabilly Elvis versus Vegas Elvis. And so they have biases. And I was able to write, to stand back and write a broader and fair, I believe, fairer description of Elvis from many angles.
That is interesting, because had you been an Uber fan, that would have definitely affected how you would have written the book. You would have written it as a fan.
Yeah. And this really was like discovering that. A friend. That's how I associate it with, is a friend needed a favor. And I started discovering the depths and the dimensions of this wonderful, important, and impactful person.
Had you heard rumors? Because I think that I've heard things about him being a rather spiritual person. And I mean, obviously, he recorded a lot of gospel music, was really drawn to gospel music. I think there's some baselines that we all kind of know about Elvis. But the book goes much deeper. Did you encounter things that even surprised you?
Yes, because the one bio I had read had Gary Tillery's A Seeker King, had touched, it was a traditional bio, but really touched upon his supernatural abilities, UFO encounters. But I read this like 10, 12 years ago, and I sort of like filed it away, like, you know, all these rock stars, weird stuff happens, and they're eccentric. But once I used that as a platform, and I started going to other biographies, again, for your audience, I didn't go to the tabloids or conspiracy websites. This is all from lauded biographies that have been in print, that have sold millions of copies, from very renowned historians, from people Elvis knew, Priscilla, his bodyguards, spiritual teachers. Whenever he had his experiences, he was never alone. So I went and I just started cataloging all these interesting or supernatural aspects of Elvis and putting them together in the book. And it just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And even now, after the book's done, I'm finding out even more. It's really endless with Elvis. His spiritual life, his alternative spiritual life, was just as important as his entertainment life. That's how big it is.
Elvis, when you think about celebrities that have come and gone over the years, he's in a category all by himself because he was so uber famous. And there's been countless books and movies and everything about Elvis. There's few people that have stayed relevant the way he has, or maybe relevance, not the word I really want there. And he kind of remains still part of popular culture, and there's mystery about his death, and that, you know, did he really die? Is that him in his grave? You know, sightings of Elvis. And at the very end of the book, you talk about, you know, it's almost like an encounter with the ghost of Elvis that people had. And so to me, that's really interesting, because when you think of other celebrities, who else is in that realm besides Elvis?
Nobody. I would say maybe Marilyn Monroe.
Perhaps.
And I would say she's like the anima of the American soul. He's the animus. And they both have reached these mythological levels. I think they do represent, they are manifestations of the American soul and the American spirit, the post-war American spirit. And they almost also represent great archetypal images. We, you know, in our modern day, in our democracy, if we want to understand, well, who is the queen, we think of Marilyn. When we understand who's the archetypal image of the king, the ruler of America, immediately we think of Elvis. And like you said, nobody has changed history and been so culturally impactful as Elvis. I mean, this is people like David Lynch and Leonard Bernstein and Muhammad Ali, who said he is the greatest icon of the 20th century. At some point, we really have to say that talent and luck is not enough. There's got to be some destiny there. Mm-hmm. And right. As I show, Elvis was destined to become this America shaman, American's magician, the representation of the American dream in the flesh, this poor kid from bone-crunching poverty who rose up to the heights of entertainment and money and fame that nobody has yet to match, and yet fell, you know, a great Shakespearean story that is uniquely American. And Elvis represents this and so much more. And in the book, I try to show different lenses to see Elvis's story, from Alchemical, from Carl Jung, from Rudolf Steiner. Even I try to put like UFO lenses on him. Maybe he was an extraterrestrial. Psychological lenses, mythological, bringing in Joseph Campbell. But he's still larger than life, and he's still an enigma, and he's just an amazing soul to experience.
Do you think, after all of your research, because it seems to me, especially after reading the book, Elvis was a true searcher, looking for answers and for reason, you know, I think we're all looking for answers to things we'll never know. I think for him, that was really important to him, that spiritual side of him. And I think we think of it as Christianity, when really it was kind of bigger and deeper than just the Christianity label. He was a very deeply spiritual person.
For sure. Yeah, he was, I think, seeker really nails it on the head. As a kid, he was a very curious soul, wanted to understand the larger questions of life. And again, he had a reason to, as most people know, or most people know about Elvis. He was born a twin, but his twin Jesse passed and didn't make it at birth. And that really affected Elvis. It's what you call the twinless survivor condition, where the twin feels, the individual feels like something's missing in my life. And they have survivor's guilt, and they ask questions like, wait, we were born 30 minutes apart from the same mom. Why did you come out stillborn and I came out healthy? And it's very crushing. Twinless survivors tend to be, they're driven, they're workaholics, but they tend to be self-destructive, addiction prone, and can't connect with normal human beings. But that drove Elvis for his entire life. Jesse became his sort of higher self, conscious guardian angel. He would have visions and dreams of Jesse. Jesse was like urged him on a gut level to make decisions. But that really... That really changed Elvis. That was like the big question in life. Why was I born poor? Why did Jesse die? And then later on, it was more like, how come I became so famous and so powerful? What do I do with all of this? And he was a seeker from a kid through when he became famous, then with the death of his mother in 58 and other things that happened. He just kept seeking up until the time of his death. He was always... practicing yoga, meditating, reading various books on the occult. I mean, he was, again, it was an essential part of his life.
Well, and his life was about such extremes, from desperate poverty to extreme wealth, being a regular kid to extremely famous, you know, and he was so recognizable, guy couldn't go anywhere. And so, you know, it's just... his life just had all of these extremes in it. He didn't seem to do anything halfway. When he dove in, it seems like it was all the way.
No, that was certainly Elvis. I call him the Lord of the Crossroads because he was a man of extremes, but always in sort of the middle of everything. And again, a part of it does have to do with being a twinless survivor, getting out of poverty. We also have to include the abuse of his mother because he suffered from enmeshment, where after Jesse died, she became very possessive of Elvis and made him his sort of proxy husband to Gladys. And what happens is this figure has two lives, the proxy husband and the little guy who sneaks around away so he can discover his ego boundaries. So it's almost like it was fated for Elvis to be Elvis, to be a seeker, to be a person of extremes. He was, his mother had very much psychic and visionary abilities, and Elvis inherited those from the get-go. He talked about how he and his mother could astral travel at a young age, and he would have visions and voices in his head. And his mother said, you can't tell anybody about it or I'll wash your mouth with soap. This is our secret. So, yeah, Elvis was very much fated to be Elvis and to go almost where, to borrow from Star Trek, where no man has gone before.
Well, that's a truth, too, about him. When you came time to title the book, and you named it The Occult Elvis, The Mystical and Magical Life of the King, I think a lot of people hear the word occult and assume something really dark. Like, oh, he must have been worshiping the devil at that time, which isn't really what that means. But you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people might think, oh, can't, you know, I didn't know that he was a devil worshiper.
I think he controlled the devil. But no, the title was not me. The original title was America's Magician. And the publisher felt that if you put that, it would sound like a stagecraft kind of magician.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And they're right. And they said the occult Elvis would be better because we live in a time where the clickbait is what matters. The Amazon algorithms matter. So the occult as a keyword would get the book in front of people on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everything else. But yeah, the word occult, even though it means the hidden practices, the alternative spirituality. Mm-hmm. I mean, 19th century, they used to, you know, Buddhism and yoga was considered the occult. It's hidden. And then later on, you had people like ceremonial magics, like Crowley and others doing it. But nothing's hidden. I mean, you can find everything on the internet. So, but we couldn't call it the alternative spirituality Elvis. The occult Elvis just was better.
Let's kind of dive into Elvis and kind of what led him on that path. Because it does seem like his whole life, he was looking for answers. And so I think he dove in kind of, there's parts of the book that reminded me of my own dad. Because my dad was always one who would question things. Rather than just accept that's the way it is, it would be like, but why? This is all bigger than all of us. There's something else out there. You know, even when it comes to aliens and things, you know, my dad would be like, it'd be crazy to think we're the only ones in this universe. So there's even aliens. In fact, at the beginning when Elvis is born, his dad, did he step outside while she was in labor? And he saw a blue, it must have been a meteor maybe, with a blue trail of light behind it.
Well, that's, yeah, when Vernon stepped out to have a cigarette while Gladys was having birth, there was a blue light over the house, except Vernon says that the wind froze. All sound vanished. It was more like a, yeah, maybe it was a herald light, like great figures in history have a comment. You know, Jesus, Alexander the Great, Buddha all had sky stuff happen when they were born. But it could have been a mothership. I leave it wide open. I don't make judgments. I'm just reporting and giving different views. And yes, that was a big, again, another reason to think that Elvis had no choice but to be Elvis. But yeah, he was a seeker like your father. He was into ufology, conspiracy, secret societies, Eastern traditions. But I think his big question was always, well, what is my purpose? Because he was the whatever apex predator of the entertainment business, but he felt empty. And he was like, I have all this money. What do I do with this money? And he was always wondering, when will I be called to serve humanity as a guru or an ascended master? Or will I become self-realized and be able to do my own thing? Very humble. It never happened. So he kept studying. So, yeah. And as I said, even from a kid, he was very curious about metaphysics, theology, and philosophy. Even in the army, he would talk to people about reincarnation, and he was fine with it. He wasn't afraid of death. He thought all religions have something good to offer. And he thought even the aliens were probably benign beings. So he had it going on all cylinders.
I think in this life, you know, there are people put in our paths for a reason. And it seems like he encountered people in his life that were put there for a reason. Like he had a hairdresser, Larry Geller, who I think was just hired as a hairdresser. And then the more they got to know each other, Larry Geller kind of mentored him.
Very true. And I think that's why, again, we come with fate, because Elvis lost his hairdresser because he wanted to open his own business. Elvis is like, oh, that's fine. Can you recommend somebody? And the guy's like, oh, I got this great hairdresser. Larry shows up at his Bel Air mansion and starts cutting his hair. And it should have been just small talk. We all get our hair cut, right? We don't start talking about metaphysics and UFOs off the bat. But there's small talk, and Elvis gets a gut feeling. And he always had those. He could read minds. His intuition was very strong. And he turns to Larry with like narrowed eyes and goes, Larry, what are you really into? What are you about? And Larry could have said something like, well, I'm a hairdresser to the stars, and I met this star, and I do this and that. But for some reason, Geller just went, I'm into New Age, I'm into Eastern tradition. I just like let it all out. And this bond immediately started. They spent 4 hours in the bathroom talking about metaphysics.
In the bathroom of all places.
Yeah. Well, remember, with Elvis, his bathroom was probably bigger than our house.
True.
But it was the bathroom, right? So, the next day, Larry brought all these books. And Elvis read these books. And he read thousands of books and started getting serious about meditation, yoga, some magical practices. Geller, because he was this very, very wise and experienced New Ager, took him to see Dayamata, which was Yogananda's successor at the Yogananda Ashram, which was in the area. Elvis connected with her immediately, and he started working under her. So yes, there were always times when it seemed Elvis was being led, but there was always times that the dark forces or the opposing forces were there, because needless to say, Elvis's spirituality, it was like a lead balloon to Priscilla, to his manager, Colonel Parker, his bodyguards, and many in his family, because they did not want Elvis to be spiritual, because he almost quit twice to become a monk, once to become a Buddhist, a Hindu monk, and once to become a Christian monk. And he was starting to detach from the material world. He didn't want to be intimate with Priscilla. He only wanted to talk about spirituality and have his groupies do like meditation circles. So yeah, it was a struggle with Elvis, the two worlds, the spiritual world and the world of being a star.
And him and Larry Geller, they remained in each other's lives for quite a while, didn't they?
Yeah, till the day he died. There was a time when Elvis's group was able to put a wedge between their relationship and force Geller away. But then a few years later, Elvis went and restarted the relationship. And yeah, the Geller was by his side through most of his life, or until he died, from what, 64 to 77.
Because in the book, it said at one point that Elvis said, if you didn't help me on the spiritual path, I would have been dead years ago.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, 64, when he meets Geller, he's conquered rock and roll. He's already, you know, the king of rock and roll. He's making these very shallow movies, but he's getting paid millions of dollars to do these movies. He's a box office star. He's got everything, right? And he feels very empty. He feels like, I've reached the summit, and now I feel like there's nothing. What's there to do? And he was still, of course, very destroyed by the death of his mother. He still didn't have answers about Jesse. So he was, yeah, very empty, and he could have easily gone the path of self-destruction. With Larry, it was a spark to really search for God and the mystical experience and a destiny to serve mankind.
That's interesting. Because, you know, when you think about Elvis, I think that's one thing we might all pick up on, that he had this insatiable appetite, and it could be knowledge, it could be overindulgence in drugs, drinking. You know, he lived bigger than life.
Yeah.
But it also makes other parts of his life make sense, that he was just so concerned about what is out there. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Again, he really represents the best, the worst of what it is to be an American. We like our matter, we like our material delights, but we're always doing stuff for God, looking for God, or looking for the next frontier, pushing ourselves in both a spiritual, physical, and psychological level. And yeah, Elvis could do it to the extreme like no one else could do.
One thing that did surprise me that I had not ever heard of when it came to Elvis before was Elvis as a healer. That I didn't see coming. And I don't know, I'm like, how have I never heard that before? But there was people who really think that Elvis healed them. You want to talk a bit about that?
Sure. I think the evidence is pretty strong. As I show in the book, these instances were always happened with more than one person. There were witnesses or with family members that you could trust. But Elvis came from a Pentecostal background. So healing was very natural to him. With his mother, he was able to heal, and his mother could heal people with the touch of the hands. Later, when he got into, quote unquote, the occult, he started mixing in other styles of healing from other traditions. And it became almost a full-time job. Priscilla says he could heal her headaches at a touch. His girlfriend, Ginger Alden, said he could heal nausea and any other small ailments. He cured his grandmother, Minnie Mae's, arthritis by putting his hands on her. And friends had backaches. He would heal those. And then there are more extreme examples, like Sylvia Shamwell, one of his backup singers from the Sweet Inspirations. She was in the dressing room crying one day, and the other singers are trying to console her. Elvis walks by and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she says, "I just got back from the doctor, and they said I have very serious stomach cancer, probably incurable." So Elvis gets down on his knees. He gets the other singers on their knees. They start praying. And the next time she goes to the doctor, the cancer's gone. Then there's an instance of he's driving around and he sees a bus over the sidewalk. And the driver is staggering on the street with his hand on his chest, obviously having a heart attack. Elvis jumps out of his limo, puts his hands on the man, holds him up, and starts doing his healing prayers. And lo and behold, a heart attack disappears. Sometimes I think when the guy looked up and saw it was Elvis, that might have done the job.
I know. I was just thinking that, like the guy's story from when he got home that night. So this happened. Then Elvis pulled up. People would be like, "I'm calling bullshit."
It's like, am I in heaven? What happened? Am I dead?
Like, would
what
people,
are the odds?
And would people actually believe you? That's like me kind of saying, you know. And then John Bon Jovi walked up and he like put his hands on me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. What are the odds?
And people would be like, "John Bon Jovi did not do that."
Well, he did. I mean, Elvis was a very nice guy down to earth. He waited till the ambulance came and people, you know, got the guy in the ambulance and left. And then there's a, you know, the story of he was out snowboarding in Colorado with his posse, and they're going down a hill, and one of the members of the party makes a mistake and hits a pole, and all the entourage surrounds the guy, and the guy has a broken leg, and the guy's father, who was a doctor there, who was Elvis's father, is like, "He needs to go to hospital right now. It's broken in two places." And then Elvis like shoves everybody off, like, "Ugh. Like, what an inconvenience," like he was some sort of insensitive rock star. But he simply put his hands on the man's leg, started doing his meditation and prayer, and healed the guy's leg. And again, many people were there and saw it. So there's more examples I put in the book. But yeah, Elvis's supernatural abilities, from moving objects to controlling the weather, astral travel, telepathy, it was all over the place. And he didn't hide it, but he didn't promote it either. And I think it's because when you were with Elvis, every day was just such a wild ride, from the parties to the traveling to the celebrities. I think it was just one of those things. It was just Elvis being Elvis at the end of the day. But again, you can find these in all these biographies: Ginger Alden's biography, Priscilla's biography, his bodyguard's biography. It's all there in, I don't know, hidden in plain sight.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Miguel Connor about his book, The Occult Elvis: The Mystical and Magical Life of the King. For more information, visit his website at miguelconnor.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, it's Sarah Gibson-Tuttle, founder of Olive & June. Are you ready to save so much time and so much money and love your nails more than ever? That's exactly why I created Olive & June, and I have something just for you. It's called the DIY Manny Challenge, and it starts with one simple idea. Today is the day that you learn to do your own nails. So whether you're brand new to doing your nails or already obsessed with your at-home Manny routine, this is your invitation to level up your nail game with expert guidance every single step of the way. So no matter where you are in your nail journey, we've got you covered at Olive & June. Ready to take the DIY Manny Challenge? We've taught millions to Manny, and now it's your turn. So go to oliveandjune.com/DIYLOVE20 for 20% off your first system using code DIYLOVE20. That's oliveandjune.com/DIYLOVE20.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.